This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Vatican recently returned to Greece three sculptures originally from the famed Parthenon Temple in what it called a gesture of friendship. Britain, however, still refuses to give back a series of Parthenon sculptures acquired by Britain's Lord Elgin in the 19th century. What came to be known as the Elgin Marbles are featured at the British Museum. Dozens of institutions across the UK are reported to be considering plans to repatriate exhibits, typically items acquired during the British Empire, and the cost of sending them back could be hefty. Stephen Beard reports from the Horniman Museum in London.
When Frederick Horniman set up this museum at the height of the British Empire in 1901, he said he wanted to bring the world to South London, and he did. The sound of a street market in Nigeria plays out next to a display of plaques called the Benin Bronzes. But this bit of the world Horniman brought to South London, these plaques, are now headed back to where they came from.
Our trustees went through a process and concluded they were acquired illegally through looting and that they should be returned.
Nick Merriman, the museum's director, says title to 72 objects has been transferred to Nigeria. Sending them all back, though, could be pricey for a cash-strapped museum.
If one is talking about professional quality art shipping, then the costs, if borne by ourselves, could be significant.
Would that stop you from doing it?
Absolutely not. The decision was made on moral grounds, irrespective of costs.
$50,000 was one estimate for repatriating just 25 objects from another museum. Nevertheless, India Divers of the Museums Association says British museums must be prepared to pick up this tab.
Repatriation, it's an important part of museum work. So it's right that money is spent on this in the same way that it will be spent on other parts of museum work.
This is the heart of the matter, the purpose of museums in modern-day Britain, dealing with a difficult past.
So many museums were founded on the back of empire and transatlantic slavery in Britain.
She sees repatriation as
a powerful cultural and symbolic act which recognises past wrongs.
But critics of repatriation, like cultural commentator Tiffany Jenkins, say it betrays what should be the main purposes of a museum.
It's about knowledge, about understanding, about preservation, about audiences, and it's not about righting the wrongs of history.
She fears repatriated objects may not be as well cared for as they have been in Britain, and that British museums stripped of foreign exhibits won't show the interplay of different cultures, the primary purpose of a great museum.
The Horniman Museum and Gardens are a local treasure with internationally renowned collections in South London.
Back at Horniman's, they're dismissing those fears. With around 300,000 objects, they don't believe their stock is going to be depleted. And they say even the occasional empty plinth can help a museum tell a more interesting story. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.